Hi everybody, I'm David Hooks, the Politics Scot. Welcome to your first podcast for a while. So, there's been an awful lot of talk today and previously about the ramping up of preparations for a no-deal scenario on Brexit. No-deal means reverting to WTO terms, everybody tells us, and that's absolutely fine according to the Brexiters. Everything will be absolutely grand, you'll be able to continue trading, there's no problem, we already do 95% of trade in the world on WTO rules, it's absolutely fine. Well, as you might expect, that's not necessarily true. So let's have a wee look at some of the past. What is the WTO? You keep hearing it. World Trade Organization. What is it? What does it mean? Well, it came out of something which we called the General Agreement on Trades and Tariffs. And of course, the UK was a signatory and founding member of that. And what that was a way of trading with different countries under an agreement. There was a baseline, a floor for trades. Later on, that became the WTO. And that was when they added in services, and you had GATS, the General Agreement on Trades and Services. Now, as you might expect, although none of those deals are anywhere near as good as a free trade deal, otherwise you wouldn't have a scenario where every single WTO member has at least one free trade agreement deal with another member state. So, for example, you will have NAFTA. So people in the US could quite easily trade with Mexico on WTO terms, but they don't. They have a free trade agreement. And the reason for that will become clear when we talk about some of what the WTO is. So when you have a WTO, you have what are called schedules. Now, schedules are saying how far you will open up your market to external markets, how much stuff you're going to let in tariff-free, and when you're going to add tariffs, and what those tariffs are going to be. You then have to agree them with all the rest of the WTO members. So these schedules, as they're called, if you think about something along the lines of being a store in a department store. So if you're Dorothy Perkins and you're running out of Debenhams, you have got access to all of Debenhams' customers. You will agree to have a certain level of stock, and you will sell that stock. It's a little bit more complicated and difficult to look at because there's an awful lot of different products. So if you look at, for example, New Zealand lamb. Now let's take that as one specific example. So the present tariff quota, right? Now that's how much you're allowed to bring in without adding tariffs from New Zealand to the EU, of which the UK is currently a member. That's around 23,000 tonnes, right? Now anything up to that 23,000 tonnes of New Zealand lamb imported into the EU is free from duty, right? Nothing extra to pay. Soon as you start coming over that 230,000 tonnes, anything outside of that is charged on a tariff, right? So for a New Zealand lamb, there's a mixed tariff. It's up to 12.8% of the price, plus up to between 902 and 3,118 euros per tonne. It's pretty complicated. But the bottom line is, as soon as you go outside the tariff, it becomes more expensive. So, the UK might be a fully paid up member of the WTO. However, its schedules are all included in the EU. So, for example, as we used earlier with our fairly rubbish example of Debenhams, it means that all of the trade going into Debenhams is currently under that 230,000 tonnes. Whereas we want to take the wee Dorothy Perkins bit that's inside Debenhams and make that its own shop. Now, to do that, we need to split the quotas. Now, bearing in mind we're talking here about a deal scenario. This is where there is a deal between the UK and the EU and they agree what these splits in tariffs are going to be. Now, if we look at the most recent figures, what it suggests is that there should be roughly a 50-50 split. This is only on New Zealand lamb that we're talking about this just now. This is only one example out of all the hundreds of things we need to look at. Because of the amount of money, the amount of lamb which came into the EU and the amount of that lamb that ended up in the UK on the last couple of years, that should be about a 50-50 split, right? So the UK should get 115,000 tonnes in their quota, the EU get 115,000 tonnes in their quota. Funnily enough, New Zealand is not particularly happy about this because it would therefore mean that instead of being able to sell into the EU, into any member state, their full 230,000 quota, depending upon who was going to pay the most price or where it was most profitable, they will then have a situation where they're almost forced to sell more to the UK and to the EU, there will be less, because there's 27 countries in the EU and the UK is only one of them. New Zealand lamb might just not be that popular there. But the point is, this is one example where in a deal scenario, we have to agree with the EU what the split in quotas is going to be, and then agree all that with the WTO. Right? That's fine and dandy. If you were to get away with that, if that was all to go down and everybody was to sign up for it, the UK would have to split their schedules on all of the items which are currently there. Now, that's something that can be done over the course of the transition period. We can work all this out, because while we're still in the EU during the transition period, we still are a member of all these other free trade deals. The UK is currently a member of trade deals which would enable it to trade with around 70 countries completely free, up to certain levels, up to quotas, right? Now, this is the other thing to remember, is that the UK currently does an awful lot of trade on WTO terms, on the WTO rules. But it's these schedules and tariffs that are the crux of why a no-deal Brexit is a terrible, terrible scenario. Now, if we look at internal market of the EU, so this, instead of looking at things coming into the EU from outside the EU, if we think about internal to the EU, now you hear an awful lot about the single market and the customs union. Single market, customs union. What does that mean? What is it? Well, what it means is that there are no tariffs. So we can sell as much of our British lamb or Scottish fish into the EU as we like with no tariffs whatsoever. No quotas, no tariffs, it's all about, it's exactly the same as if you were selling it inside your own market. That's the whole point, right? However, if we have a no deal scenario, the UK would have to make up its own schedules, sharpish. It would have to publish those draft schedules. It can then start trading on those draft schedules without there being agreements with the other WTO members. But those other WTO members can then raise complaints if they feel that they are being unfairly treated. However, again, and I hate to keep coming back to this, the quota thing is something that we really need to take care of. Again, we're looking purely at lamb here, right? So none of the WTO tariff takes into account the current trade between the UK and the rest of the EU, right? So 80,000 tonnes of lamb is exported duty-free and quota-free from the UK into the EU, and about 11,000 tonnes comes from the EU to the UK. That's all under single market rules, there's no problem whatsoever. In a no-deal scenario, instead of us being able to use the EU's quotas inside the WTO and split them off to have some part of it for ourselves, we would have to trade on external member status, on just WTO member status. Without any other free trade agreements, we would fall back to these quotas. Now, the quotas for unspecified countries, which is what we would become, are tiny. So for the lamb, now remember, this is currently 80,000 tons of lamb is exported from the UK and 11,000 tons comes from the EU to the UK. In a no deal scenario, we would be allowed 400 tons out of the EU quota of about 280,000 tons. 400 tons. That's it. Anything above that would start getting charged on tariffs. That means that your lamb is going to go up quite a bit in price. And that's one example, one product. There are hundreds of these, and they all need to be gone through, and they all need to be worked out. So a WTO scenario, no-deal Brexit, is by no means a simple set of circumstances where we can just go out into the world and trade on whatever terms we feel like and fire in as much as we want. But it's a little bit more complicated than that. That's already complicated enough, but it gets worse. Everything what happens on the WTO is done under what they called most favoured nation status. What that should really be called is least favoured nation, because what it means is that everybody gets the same, right? So when the UK sells something into another country, into another WTO member's country, once it's in that country, WTO rules say that that product has to be treated exactly the same as any other product, as though that was a product of that country. Okay, so you can't be discriminated against. They can't suddenly hide the UK stuff off in a corner somewhere and not give it the same prominence as any other product. They have to treat all countries the same. Okay. Now, we keep hearing about the Irish border and they're not wanting to be a hard border in Northern Ireland. And there's even been talk that under WTO rules there wouldn't have to be a border in Northern Ireland, but unfortunately that's complete nonsense. Now, it's true that the WTO would not force the UK to put up a hard border, because that they can't. They don't have the ability or the strength to do that. However, what it would mean is that if, for example, the UK decided that it wanted to ensure there was no hard border and therefore allow any and all products into Ireland, into Northern Ireland, i.e. Britain, from Southern Ireland, it would have to do it with no checks whatsoever. No checks, no quotas, free trade, no tariffs, nothing. Right? Now, if you do that to Ireland, Ireland is a WTO member. Therefore, you have to do it to every other member of the WTO, not just the rest of the EU, every other member of the WTO. They all have to have the same rules, which means everybody then comes into your country with absolutely no tariffs and no quotas. So where's the incentive for them to then do a free trade deal with you if they've already got free trade with you? You then want a better deal from them, but you're giving them everything that you've currently got for free. So why would they deal with you? Just because we treat them in one particular way doesn't mean they have to treat us the same way. So in the case of a no-deal Brexit on the Irish border, there would have to be a border somewhere. There would have to be checks to see what was coming in, how much was coming in, what quotas needed to be applied. And this would all have to be measured against the UK's draft schedules. Switzerland is often put out as an example of a country which doesn't have the same setup, and we can go off and we can do what they do. But Switzerland already have a number of free trade deals as well as being a member of EFTA. So they are already way, way ahead of where we would possibly be. It would take us years to get to the point of where Switzerland is just now. And this is all only dealing with goods. That's just goods. And as we know, the UK market is almost entirely services. Around 80% of the UK's economy is a services industry. And what does that mean for WTO? Well, it's a bit more complex and a bit more difficult. So when it comes to goods, once a good comes into the country, then it has to be treated the same as any other. We talked about that earlier. But services are different. Services, another country is allowed to be a little bit more stringent upon what rules they apply. Now, again, the least favoured nation status comes in, where they have to treat every other WTO member the same. It's not like they could suddenly decide to punish the UK by only allowing you one branch and only allowing you to sell certain services into the country. They would have to then apply that to every other WTO member, which may not be in their best interests. However, what it does mean is that what's in Britain's best interest, i.e. selling their services into another country for free, is not going to happen. This will have a massive effect on our economy, especially for banks and for financial services companies. Now, there are rules in place. There are lots of things that would enable the companies to take action. And you'll notice that companies have already been opening branches in other EU countries to try and make up for the loss of the free trade deals. However, not having a free trade deal and having no deal and working on WTO terms makes it far more difficult to then have someone to go complain to. Under the current EU system, we have the European Court of Justice. And this is the thing which the British government say they want to get away from. But the thing about the European Court of Justice is it has jurisdiction. It can enforce things. It can make companies act in a certain way. It can force redress. You can go and you can make a complaint to the ECJ and they can do something about it. The WTO, on the other hand, has no such methodology. There's around 260 people currently working for the WTO in terms of their officers. There's just simply not the personnel or the ability to actually do anything about a complaint. You can complain to another country, or you can complain about another country, but there's not necessarily anything that can happen. So the UK will be in a position where it has zero free trade deals with anybody. It's allowing all of its goods and services to be sold into the country purely because we would then expect people, other countries, to give us a reciprocal access. But there's no guarantee that they would do that. We've got a hard border in Northern Ireland because you're duty bound to protect your own economy and make sure that what's coming in is safe and adheres to standards. And none of this even starts to take account of how we then export to, for example, the EU. The UK currently has three main ports that it sends goods to. Now, if because we're in the single market, that's absolutely fine, doesn't matter, right? But as soon as you come out of the single market and you go on WTO rules and you're having to look at tariffs and you're looking at quotas, you need to count what's coming in. And the only way to do that is to send it through an agricultural port. Two out of the three ports that we send to are not agricultural ports. So we would then have only one port that we could send all of our goods and services, all of our goods, sorry, to in the EU. That's the entire EU, one port that we could possibly use. The other two ports would not be of any use whatsoever because they're not agricultural ports. You can't actually check what's coming in. There's no proper weighing stations. You can't check all of that. So when you hear people talking about a no-deal scenario and WTO rules, we'll just crash out, we'll do our own thing, it's nowhere near as simple as these people are making out. The people who are suggesting that we should go on WTO rules either don't know what they're talking about, or they do know what they're talking about and they stand to personally gain from it. We as consumers, however, stand to lose big, because all of those tariffs are taxes and those all get passed on to guess who? Us. So when you're sitting and you're going to buy your product that's from New Zealand or from the EU or from Canada or from the US, any of these other countries, you will find that the prices will go up significantly because of tariffs. And because it's a WTO rules, we would have very limited schedule quotas. So we're then back to a point of having to argue for more quota, trying to get the WTO to agree to things. And guess what's going to happen when you do that? You're going to go to a countries and you're going to ask for them to agree on things and they'll say, sure, you just need to change this part of your agreement and then we'll sign up. We will lose massively from a WTO no Brexit scenario. And the only thing stopping us at the moment from having this is people saying nobody would be stupid enough to do it. Well, this Conservative government have proven that they are plenty stupid enough to crash out of the EU on WTO terms because the Brexiters have said it'll be fine, we'll be grand. We won't, it'll be disastrous, and you need to do everything that you can to spread the message to get everybody on board that no deal, no way. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.